On with the show.
It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
What the hell is going on with you today? How the hell are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Feeling good?
Yeah, great, man. I'm not doing nothing.
We're a couple minutes late, but that's okay. We had some shit going on.
We're 2 hours early.
You know what? Thank you for that. You're right. We're actually 2 hours early. We said we were going to be
late.
8 o'clock. Yeah. And things just kind of fell into place. So we're able to do it at our normal time today. But next week, we are going to be doing it later. So set your clocks. I know you just set them back an hour, forward, whatever the hell was going on. We did it forward an hour, right? Now they're going to have to set their clocks for something else. And that's the live show, which is going to be at 8 o'clock Eastern time every single Friday. So let's hop on into it. What's going on with you? What's new?
Nothing.
You haven't been doing anything?
No. There's nothing to do. What the fuck is there to do?
I guess. Just sit around and wait for the damn paint to happen. That's pretty much
what
we're doing.
There's nothing to do. I don't leave this house.
Mr. BP.
We haven't gone anywhere. We haven't done anything.
Yeah.
You've been working.
Yeah.
No sighting of the snake. I'm telling you, it's laying eggs under there. Why would it stay under there for so fucking long and not come out?
Well, let me ask you this. The last time we saw it, no, I was going to say last week's stuff was when I bashed it, but we've seen it since. It was there.
Yes, it came out when the lawn got mowed, and then it went back in there, and it hasn't come out.
Mr. Brian, what's going on, sir? And QZ and Chuck in the chat, what's going on, people? How you guys doing today? Glad you can make it. What else you been doing? Watch anything?
I did try one show, but I only watched one episode, so I don't know. It's good so far, but we'll see. I haven't watched the whole thing or anything.
What is it?
The Gentleman on Netflix.
Ooh, what's it about?
This Duke, I'm not giving anything away, this is literally in the preview, but this Duke dies and gives everything, including the title and the house and all the stuff. He gives it to the second son instead of the first, which isn't normal, and then shit ensues after that. So the first episode was really good. I just haven't watched the other ones because for some reason for this show it's so low that I have to turn the volume all the way up, and you've been working in here, so I haven't been able to watch it.
It's one of those, I hate that shit.
I don't mind it, but I can't have the volume all the way the hell up because I don't know when a loud sound is going to happen.
Wait a second, you're watching on Apple TV, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you just use your AirPods with the Apple TV? They
I'm
sync
not
up.
Wearing AirPods to watch TV.
It's like being, I'm telling you, I did it
That's
once
ridiculous.
Or twice. I did it once or twice, and holy shit, it's like being in a movie theater. It's freaking amazing.
Yeah, but you know how many times the kids come out and need something or
yeah,
something like
now
that?
Yeah, now you can ignore them.
Oh, Jesus.
Our kids don't need attention. They're fucking older now, man. They're teenagers. They don't need us for shit.
Yeah. The second I turn a podcast on, either you or one of the kids come out.
Put the AirPods in. There you go. Drown us the fuck out. Problem solved.
Impossible. Impossible in this house. I am I am the number one person to go to. So,
yeah,
no. But, I don't know. You have a day off on Sunday, and I think I'll watch the other episodes on Sunday. It was good. Once it got going, it was a little slow, the first 10 minutes or whatever, but then I'm like, oh, okay, this is actually funny.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Well, I've been watching Fringe.
Yeah, I know.
And as you know, the show gets better as each season goes on.
Okay.
You gonna tell me
sure.
if season 4, 5, and 6 get better? Well, no, you've seen the damn show. You're just being really good about the spoilers on this one for some reason.
Yeah. Yep. Now, every time you watch a show that I've watched, we actually discuss things and talk about it. I can't comment on any of this crap because I've never once, not even one episode have I watched.
Maybe Fringe is real then. Maybe this is a real thing. And they're doing this thing now where the girl was in a different dimension. And she swapped with her alt, and she has an evil alt in another dimension.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the bad alt is fucking sleeping with her boyfriend and ruining her life and shit. And the girl just got back. It's really good stuff, man. It's not the most creative storytelling, but the acting is so top-notch on this show. You can actually tell by the facial expressions who they're supposed to be. It's kind of like that Lucifer actor.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Really good like that. But this
Tom
was
Tom Ellis or something like that, right?
Yeah, but I think the people in this are better. Because it's like an ensemble. The one guy who plays Walter is fucking phenomenal, man. He's like one of the best actors I've ever seen. Seriously, this guy is so good. But I don't want to talk about that show, really, because I don't want to give too much away. It's a really good thing. I got the weirdest text message this morning, and I sent it to you almost immediately, because I had to stare at it.
I wasn't even awake yet.
Neither was I. It fucking came before I woke up. But I got a text message, and I didn't delete it yet. And it's one of those things where you get a text message, and if you haven't talked to someone in a while, there's a couple ways that you should approach them. It's either, hey, long time no see. You wouldn't want to tell someone bad news like this. Don't know if you know or even care, but blank passed away on Wednesday night. And that was it. I left the person's name out, obviously, yeah, out of respect for the deceased. Now, this person who passed away wasn't a close family member of mine. It was my oldest sister's husband. And my sister, she was estranged for a long time. Her and my mom got to an argument. They didn't talk for years. I was younger by proxy. I didn't talk to her. No one did. She just kind of left the house. So she was with this older guy, much older guy. She had a kid with someone else. You know, my sisters, they all kind of had their fucking promiscuous ways. As did I. I wasn't a fucking... I was probably the worst one, but I'm a guy, so I'm accepted.
No!
It's acceptable for me to do
that. That is some BS. I hate when people say that.
I don't make the rules.
It's okay for a man to go and sleep with 100 mm-hmm. fucking women.
Yeah.
But God forbid a woman sleeps with more than like 3.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
That's ridiculous.
I'm with you.
Ridiculous.
I wonder what Miss Angie thinks. She just entered a live studio about that topic. That's pretty interesting stuff. But anyway, so he passed away, you know, rest in peace. And this guy... apparently, they had a really good life together. They had multiple kids. I didn't really meet the other kids because she was a strange. It was a long time she was out of the house. This guy, he actually gave me my first job. I was thinking about him today, trying to like conjure up memories. He actually gave me my first job as a kid. I was really young when they got together, and he was doing some kind of landscaping thing and brought me along and paid me like $20 to rake leaves and shit. Never was really like close with him though. Didn't talk for a long time, but to hear the news, I'm...
But what, you know. Whatever, that, none of that matters. The thing is that the way your sister freaking mm-hmm. even reached out and texted you, like, so freaking rude.
Don't know if you know or even care. It's like, wow, okay.
I mean, it's like, hey, I know we haven't talked in a while, but yeah. I just wanted to give you a heads up, like, so-and-so passed away. Yeah. Like, why do you have to, like, why do people word things the way they do?
I honestly just would have been like, hey, it's been a while, don't know if you've heard, but...
Yeah.
That's how you would do it. Like, you might have gotten a reaction out of me, like, oh, that's... And I'm sitting here like, oh, well, fuck me. Fuck you. We haven't talked for years. You come at me with that shit? Fuck you then. I mean, fucking A. Just really screwed up stuff, man. You know, just... I don't know. But then again, like, I'm starting to think, like, maybe I'm just a little bit too fucking misplaced in life. Like, maybe I'm doing things wrong, you know? Because people are dying left and right, and it seems like they're just stacking up in my family, especially. You know, and this sister, she lost a kid. You know, we talked about that one. It was last year when he passed away, and now this guy, now this is his dad passes away. It's like, what the fuck, man, you know?
Yeah.
It all happens in threes, they say, so I'm crossing my fingers, hoping I'm next.
Oh, my God. I can't with him, people. Like, I don't know what I'm dealing with
that
anymore.
Story was only for that setup there. It was just for that setup. I just had to bring that up, but.
He literally texted me, yeah. Like, should I say I wish it was me, or good for him? What did you say? You said something to me.
Lucky guy.
Oh, lucky, you wanted...
Should I reply back? What a lucky guy.
Like, who says that? Lucky guy, he's dead.
Maybe I'd scare
still
him
breathing.
Off.
Oh,
no,
my
seriously.
God.
I mean, you know the way I see it is, it's like, I equate life to being at work, because nobody wants to fucking, you know, really do this shit. It sucks, man. You gotta pay bills. It's like you're always working when you're alive. You're always doing something. What's the new saying? We're always on the grind, or we gotta slow down, we work too much. I feel like when you die, it's almost like you clock out. And it's like you're at work and there's a store full of fucking customers, right? The employees are all beaten up and battered down. They see you clock out. You're smiling. You're walking out to leave for the weekend. That's the way I feel like it is when you die. It's like you die. You're fucking clocking out for the weekend. You're smiling. You're excited. Everyone else is like, fuck, I got to deal with all this shit. So, lucky guy. Rest in peace.
I do have to mention it has nothing to do with that subject at all. But I got a nice text message today that someone who listens to the show, right, and listens to the articles that I bring, was at Five Below today and went and bought the Peeps perfume.
What's Five Below again?
That's where everything, I believe, is $5 or less.
For now.
Well, whatever. Whatever. That's not the point. The point is, like, someone literally went and bought the damn Peeps perfume.
Peeps perfume.
And she also got some Peeps chapstick.
Oh my goodness, man.
Sending me all these pictures. I'm like, man, you hit the mother load. Like, she even found, like, pickle-flavored jelly beans. Listen, and I'm like, oh, those might actually be good.
If she didn't want her husband to touch her, all she had to do was say she's not in the mood, has a headache. You don't have to put all this peep shit on, because that'll repulse a fucking vampire from sucking your blood if you smell like a peep.
I knew when I said that article that it wouldn't be long before she ended up in that store to go and buy this
shit. She went to find that shit.
And she found it. So it is available, people, if you're out there looking. Good. Oh, Lord.
That is awesome. Well, listen.
I do have another story for Monday, too.
Well, then, are we going to wait until Monday? Gonna do
it now? I'm going to wait until Monday that something's coming out that sounds absolutely disgusting. Oh. And someone in our Discord is going to be looking for it this weekend.
He's right in the chat here. He's going to be looking for it this weekend. And
I want him to taste it and let me know. So, dude, we'll see.
It's got to taste like liquid vomit. I can't think of a worse fucking thing in the world. Seriously, there's
Say it, because I'm gonna bring the article on Monday.
I would rather drink the blood of a road-killed fucking deer. That's been sitting there for like 5 months.
I like the flavor segments, man, because people actually try the shit. So,
he said he hasn't found it yet, but yeah. I know we'll be looking, man. Oh my god. Oh. All right, so I did want to get into a quick thing here that I found. So you know Halle Berry, the actress, obviously, right? Who doesn't know who the hell Halle Berry is? She had a weird run-in with her doctor, and she was recalling a time where he said that she had the worst case of herpes he'd ever seen. But it turned out to not be herpes, so where the fuck did this doctor... This is probably one of the doctors that told you the vaccine was safe and effective, I bet. I guarantee you it's one of those fucking motherfuckers.
What the fuck did she have then?
You'll find out in a second. So she's dealing with the... she's detailing the bizarre way she learned that she was in perimenopause.
Perimenopause?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
You better brush the fuck up, lady. You're getting near that age.
What the fuck is that? And what did she have that they thought it was herpes?
So the 57-year-old shared on some random podcast that she learned she was in perimenopause after her doctor mistook her symptoms for herpes. It refers to the time when the body starts to make its natural transition to menopause, which marks the end of a woman's reproductive years. So Halle Berry's a fertile myrtle, man. She's 57 and she just hit this shit. She was fertile up until 57. I knew that woman was too fucking perfect.
It's different for every woman. Like, you came at me. Like, I'm like, I'm not going through it yet. Like, I don't know what the hell your people are talking about. I'm just fine over here. Right.
So, first of all, my ego told me I was going to get the skip perimenopause. I'm in great shape. I'm healthy. I managed to get myself off insulin and manage my diabetes since I'm 20 years old. So, that makes one think, oh, I can handle menopause. I'm going to skip out on the whole thing. I was so uneducated about it at the time. And you know what? Obviously, you don't know about it either. I'm not making fun of you.
Because I don't talk to my mom, and my stepmother had like a hysterectomy and stuff.
There's not enough education. People,
I don't have a clue, and I haven't looked
about women.
And I don't go to the doctor, so I'm completely in the dark. It's just going to happen one day, and like whatever.
It's so weird. Why is there not enough education about this stuff out there? You would think that there'd be a lot more about menopause and whatnot, because it's like women have no idea what to expect. It just hits one day, and you're like, wait, how do I deal with this? How come
I guess I could Google it, but I don't really care enough. Yeah. So it's just like one day. Something will happen. We'll find out.
But a fucking man stubs his toe. There's like a fucking 50,000 articles how to fix it, but menopause, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Weird. So anyway, yeah, so they found out that's what it was. She said she felt like she had razor blades in her vagina, so she had...
What the fuck? Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, I had to run to my gynecologist, and I said, oh my God, what's happening? It was terrible, and that's what they said. They said it was herpes. So she confronted her fucking, the guy she's banging now. She's like, motherfucker, what would you give me? And then it turns out that she had menopause after she gave this poor guy hell. So there you go, ladies.
Get checked out, man.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Get checked out, ladies. That's what I'm telling you. Get checked out, man.
No, I haven't been checked out since the day Jenna was born.
I haven't been checked out since six weeks before she was born.
Yeah, when she was 6 weeks old. The 6 week checkup, I'm done. I haven't been looked at.
About time to get checked out, man.
Who the fuck knows what's going on? There.
Dude, I'm probably the worst offender of not seeing a doctor. I mean, I think it was before our first child was born, and she's about to turn 16.
Yeah, you've never gone to the doctor with me.
Dude, I'm 41 years old, man. And that was a checkup for a job. It was just a quick checkup. And so I haven't gone to the doctor, really, since even before then.
Yeah, so like an actual doctor checkup, I was a teenager. when they with the kids, that's an OBGYN. That's just a gynecologist thing. That's
get
like,
up and spread them.
Yeah, I haven't actually had a physical since I was a kid in school.
Yeah, Brian asks, if Halle Berry apologized to her guy and gave him a BJ? I hope so, man. She better give up the back door for that one. Halle Berry's an attractive woman, man. She's a very beautiful woman. She's fucking old as shit. 57 years old.
Yeah, but she still looks good, doesn't
she?
She
looks great. Well, I mean, but that's the thing about money, though, is when you have all that money...
Yeah, but she doesn't look like a cat.
Well, she's got good genes, I bet.
Yeah.
Like, good genetics. She always looked good. She always did. Like, her whole life, the bitch looked fucking fine. She was great, but... I don't know. You think... When you have responsibilities like money and you don't have life beating you down, you're not working a 9-to-5 every day, you have time to take care of yourself. I mean, who the fuck wants to go to the gym after you worked a 12-hour shift, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people, it's their job to look good, so it's easier for, I guess, but I don't know. Oh, man, you're 53. Holy shit. I hope I don't make it that long. I'm not saying it's a bad age, but I don't want to make it that
long.
Oh, my,
you're ridiculous.
Life sucks. It does.
You have kids. You have to stay alive as long as possible.
You're right. I'm starting to sound like an asshole.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you for the segue help, actually, today. Like, really sweet of you to hop on in there and help me out there with the assist. Now, for some reason, this is your favorite show of the week, and I have no idea why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You have no idea?
No.
You fucking bitch.
Nope, I'm not helping you anymore. I'm done. I gave up. I'm not, shit. No, I'm not doing
anymore.
I need
all the help I can get.
This is like a running joke that I'm just like, no. It's not happening.
A running joke that ran its course for you, huh? Fucking A, this one ran out of gas. All right, so this person wants to know. Am I the asshole for telling my friends that I am not culturally appropriating them? It's one of your favorite topics.
No.
There's no way.
There's got to be a... I always... See, this is the fucking thing with these stupid stories. I always feel one way, and then I hear the story, and I change my freaking mind.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm saying no, because this pisses me off.
I don't believe in cultural appropriation anyway.
I don't either. I think it's fucking annoying.
There's a right way and a wrong way to do it. If you show up, like, if you're a white chick and you show up at, like, your black girlfriend's house or whatever, you got fucking dreadlocks in and you don't make a deal out of it, no one's going to make a big deal out of it. But
no,
if you show
you
up,
like it.
But if you show up and you're like, hey, what's up, my N, and you got the dreadlocks and you got the gold chain, I'm like, well, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a complete difference.
It's called mockery, imitation, right. And then there's just appropriating, which is just basically just living
like,
your life and doing what you want to do. Isn't that the
like
point?
A certain style or like a certain whatever, you should be able to.
Can you imagine how fucking petty that must sound to like an alien who might be listening to us up in the sky? Like they're fighting over clothes. Like
who
this
was it? That,
this colored people can wear this color clothes and they can't.
Who was it that made such a big deal about the dress? Was it Julie Chen?
I think so. There was a ton of them.
Someone did it and pissed me off.
Some Oriental style dress, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
and
like a kimono.
And she was
or
offended
shit.
Because
yeah.
they were wearing it. I was so freaking mad. Because it's like, what if you just like that style?
Why not?
Why can't you wear it? Like, I don't want to, like, how is that offending you because they actually like it? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Are we just going to divvy everything up one day? Just get, like, a representative from each race?
Tell
like
you, my
the
one sister would have been fucking canceled.
Yeah.
The shit that she has done. She had, like, bindi shit all up and down. Like that. What is that? That
Gwen
Hindu
Stefani.
Shit? Like,
Gwen Stefani
yeah,
style.
All up and
like,
down her arm. She had a freaking
bindis.
Thing in the middle of her freaking forehead. She wore these
like little jewels
Asian
and shit.
Outfits. Like, had a fortune cookie freaking pocketbook. Yeah. She would wear some crazy
fucked a lot of Asian dudes probably to get as much Asian in her as she could.
Oh my god, if she did that today. I don't know.
She's probably doing it right now.
Ugh.
Anyway, I'm 17 and I'm one of 6 siblings. To give a backstory, we're all adopted. So there you go, you're already forgiven. You're adopted. So you're a product of your surroundings. Therefore, you're forgiven for this child. But let's see where it goes. My mom is Jamaican-Nigerian and my dad is Norwegian. My mom loved learning and experiencing other cultures. She traveled quite a lot, and as she went around the world, she adopted my siblings and I along the way. She planned it thoroughly, spent at least 1 year in each of my siblings' countries to learn the culture, food, etc., before adopting any of us.
Damn, that good for her.
This bitch is rich. Just live
good
for
1 year.
You know, I just want to get a Brazilian child, so let me go to Brazil for a fucking
year. Well, you don't want to... Take a child out of their surroundings and everything that they know and then not let them know what their culture's like. Mm. And then just bring them over here and just be like...
Depends.
I don't know.
Depends how old the kid
I
is when you adopt
awesome.
Them. I mean, if it's a baby.
Yeah, but they should still know their background.
It's tough. I mean, like, what is she going to do? What can she learn in a year? You know?
How they cook.
Maybe. I am from Brazil, and my siblings are from China, Iraq, etc. We all speak our native language and six others because of our siblings, but mainly use English or ASL as a universal language. Dude, that's crazy.
Man, that's a smart family.
That is crazy. They're set up well, man. And mom, but they gotta constantly practice it. Like, okay, on Mondays we speak French, Tuesdays speak your language, just keep fresh and everything, you know? My mom considers us her blood children and brought us up with her culture, traditions, and each of our own. We had a lot of love in the house. A week ago, my school had culture day where we got to represent our cultures by wearing clothing from our countries. My siblings and I each have 6+ different cultural clothings because we consider each country to be a part of all of us. I decided to wear my traditional Nigerian dress that I have to appreciate everything my mom has done for us. While at school, my friends saw me and I immediately saw confusion on their faces, and they asked me what I was wearing. I told them I wanted to represent my Nigerian side and express it more. They all know my family's background and cultures, but they said they don't think it's right for me to be wearing it. I understand that I'm from Brazil, but I do have a Nigerian parent, so I told them it's okay. So now she's getting, and this is where she lost the battle already. You never debate these fucking idiots because you can never make them happy.
Yeah, but she's a kid.
But they're always looking for reasons to be upset about something. No matter what you say, can never vindicate you in their eyes. So you never bend to them. You tell them, fuck you, I put it on. What? What? You know? I mean, seriously, you never bend down to these motherfuckers because they will never accept it. They said I'm cultural appropriating. I told them that if they don't like what I'm doing, they don't need to hang out with me. It's been a month now since they've talked to me. My mom was so proud of me for standing up for myself and my culture, and I asked her if it's really okay for me to be wearing it. She said that I am a part of her culture, and it's okay, but I feel like my friends hate me, and I think I might be wrong. Am I the asshole?
Mm-mm.
No way.
No.
Nice little softball
there for
you. That's
how she was raised.
It's just,
like, what the
even
fuck
she
is
wasn't,
wrong with people?
Even if she wasn't, who gives
no,
a fuck?
Who cares what the fuck she's wearing? This really pisses me off that people get offended over what someone's wearing. Like, I don't understand it.
What's the point of a fashion show, then? What's the point of a fashion show? Oh, you can see people wear it, but don't you dare put it on.
Yeah, I don't
know. The fuck
is
the point of it?
Don't
buy
like
this
it.
Stuff.
What if you, like, you should be able to like something and be able to wear it. I don't know. Mm. That bothers me. It bothers me so much.
Because you got to think of cultural appropriation. It only really ever fucking goes in one direction.
But what
really?
If you go on vacation somewhere?
Yeah.
And you're like you're shopping, right? Yeah. People shop on vacation. Why can't you can't buy a fucking shirt or an outfit? God forbid you bring it back over here and you freaking wear it because you're on vacation. That's you can't do that.
You know, it only goes in one direction, and it's basically white people can't take from anybody from anybody else, but everybody else can take from whites. And I'll throw you an example: Beyonce just released a fucking country music album today. And there's a picture of her celebrating the album, and it's her with, like, long blonde hair on a horse wearing a cowboy hat. I've never seen her wear a fucking cowboy hat before, or sit on a horse, or hold the American flag, or be proud to be American. I mean, what the fuck is, what is this? Who is this person? You know? But that's okay. We are loving it. We're celebrating. I've seen so many articles saying she's the first black woman to ever do country. So, therefore, no one ever did it before. So, what did she do? She appropriated a different culture. I'm not complaining about it. I think it's great. But why is it only in one direction? Why do we only see it as villainous? If someone from here does it, you know what I mean? You got to think about it.
Is she the only black woman that does country? Because there's black men.
She was the first to ever hit number one on the charts or some shit like that. Yeah.
I knew she did a country album, and I saw her on a horse and like I don't know what the fuck that picture was. But she's
celebrated.
Yeah,
overly celebrated.
I don't know. Can't we people just wear what the fuck they want? Like, I just don't understand.
It's just the double. If there weren't double standards in this world, we'd have none. Seriously, we would have none.
I find it so annoying. I really do.
All right, so that was a nice softball for you. Let's get into a tougher one here. Am I the asshole for refusing to take any responsibility for my dog until my wife was forced to rehome him?
Wow.
Hmm.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you can be a good guy in this situation. I mean,
that just sounds fucked up. You had to rehome the dog. So, like, what the hell?
I'm going to lay this out in the most basic way that I can.
Because you're all stupid. So I'm going to sway you to my side.
I mean, with a title like that, you better dumb it down, motherfucker, because I've already got my mind made.
Oh.
I work from home, as does my wife. She wanted a dog. I said we did not have enough time to take care of one. She pestered me until I agreed. We took our time and found a rescue that had several pups that met our criteria. Small, adult, requiring just a couple short walks a day. They did home visits and stuff. It was taking a while. During that time, my wife found a farm that had a working Blue Heeler ex-Border Collie pup. They're fucking very active dogs. She got me one for my birthday. I had one just like her when I lived at home with my parents. She's beautiful, but not in any way that me and my wife agreed on. Yeah. I mean, well, the wife did just go get this fucking thing. Like, you came home with that, you know, we wanted to get. You just came home with this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. It's a fucking commitment. The second that dog walks in and sees you and you fucking see it, and
yeah,
you're like, oh, fuck.
You kind of have to, if it's a pet, you kind of have to do that shit together.
Yeah.
Like, I know you trying, like, it's a nice surprise and all, but you kind of have to do it together. But you can't treat the animal like crap because you didn't, I don't know.
That dog is happy as fuck. It's not in a cage anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
We live in an apartment with no yard. My parents have an acreage. I am very busy. I do not have time for all the training and exercise that she needs. I told my wife thanks, but no thanks. She refused to listen.
God.
So I just refused to not bond with the pup. I didn't even name her. I told my wife I would make sure that the pup was fed and got 2 half-hour walks a day since that's what we agreed on. Everything else was on her. Took 2 weeks of barking, chewing, and pooping until she rehomed the pup. Now she's mad that I manipulated her into doing what I said we should do to begin with. She said she thought I would love a puppy that was like my old one. If we had the space and time for her, I would have. I am pissed that I had to even do it. I feel bad for the dog. I'm thinking of not even doing the rescue now that I know about how my wife thinks. Am I an asshole?
I think you're both assholes. I think she's an idiot. She thought she was doing something nice. She got the same type of dog that he had when he was a kid that he loved so much.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't think it through. She wanted to surprise him or whatever. Like, she was trying to be nice about it. But then he was a complete dick.
Yeah.
And, like, refused to bond with it or, like, any, like, didn't even give an effort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might have really liked the dog if he had even given it a chance. But he refused to do it. So I kind of do think he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't clue him in on what she was doing, I still think he treated the dog with crap.
You gotta show some sort of effort, you know? The dog, like, was brought there for 2 weeks. It was just unloved and unwanted. You could have given some sort of an effort to at least try, you know?
I mean, if it's pissing and shitting in the house, you're not taking it out to go to the bathroom either.
Yeah, you're not,
like,
doing something.
Like, he was doing nothing. He was making sure that it was fed. Like, yeah. I don't know. I kind of think he's an asshole because he didn't even give it. Like, I bet you he would have loved the damn dog. He was just pissed off that she went and did it without his permission.
Probably would have been the best dog he ever had. Definitely an asshole, because I can imagine this guy just letting shit pile up, walking past it all day so his wife can see it.
Yep, and letting her pick it up.
I don't like this guy at all.
No, I think it was just like, well, I'll show you.
Exactly.
And I don't like that.
Exactly. Well, then you fucking did it. Your problem. And then it makes you wonder, what kind of partner is she going to be in the future? Is it always going to be like that? Yeah. Is she always going to be on her own? Like, why is she with this guy?
Like, she was just trying to be sweet. She got the same exact breed of dog that you had. Like she put thought into it. She just didn't think about everything.
Yeah.
He could have just shown some effort. The fucking asshole.
Yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Pretty easy there. There you go, Brian. Thank you, sir. He is an asshole. And hello to Noie, whatever. Noie, I don't know how to say that name, but there you go. Am I the asshole for leaving? And here you go, an Easter-themed one for you. Am I the asshole for leaving for the weekend after my wife agreed to host Easter at her house without consulting me first?
My sister's doing this.
Is she really?
The sister I talked to, she invited, she's like, I'm so stupid. People at the daycare, the little toddler school, whatever the hell the baby's at. And she's like, I felt bad. He's got twins in the class and they had no one to spend Easter with. So she invited the twins and the mom over to the house. And she's got to make dinner and do all this stuff. And her husband is not happy.
Ooh, boy.
She's like, I felt bad. I didn't know what to do. So I just invited them over. I'm like, oh my God.
So she got manipulated, probably.
So she's got to sit there and cook all day for these people with twins to come over to her house. And I'm like, well, at least the baby will have someone to play with. You'll have three toddlers running around.
I can tell you why this is wrong, but it would be the whole podcast, why this is a bad decision to even have this person. But just real
quick.
But
she already opened the damn door.
That's the problem. You open the door.
We have learned, but she's much younger than me,
mm-hmm.
my sister. So she hasn't gotten there yet.
Yep.
And this is a toddler. She hasn't gone through all the stages yet.
Mm-hmm.
So she is going to slowly learn. But we have learned over the years, you don't open the door.
You don't open that fucking door, man.
You don't do it because it will never shut.
Never, ever, ever. And it's a sad way to be in life, but it's a necessary way to be because you see it, man. You listen to the Monday and Wednesday show. We do our topics and whatnot. The world is a crazy place. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be careful what the hell's going on out there. But especially for me, too. When you think about people coming into your home, it's like you got to worry about their intentions. And for me, if I'm going to invite someone to my home, it's going to be somebody that I want in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't invite this person over, just some random chick with two kids, because then every time you see her, she thinks your girlfriend's now. She saw your house. She knows what you got.
Yeah.
She might not have what you have. She might want to leech off.
It's going to be like, can you babysit?
Can you babysit? Yeah. Oh, well, you got a nice, you got the room. It turns into that. Oh, man, he had a fridge full of food. My kids are going to eat. I don't have to drop money off when they babysit if it gets to that point. I think too far ahead into this shit. That's why I just have a very small circle. It's more like a triangle.
I think a little bit ahead. You think, like, years ahead.
Yeah.
And my sister doesn't think ahead at all.
No.
But, yeah, so that's funny that you grabbed that topic.
All right, so my wife is 38 and I'm 39, and we've been together for 12 years and have 3 kids, 11, 8, and 6. Good for you. Nice, and I'm sure they're conservative because they stayed together. For that, great kids. They're not fucking Democrats. We live reasonably close.
God, that is ridiculous, man.
I fucking hate them. I hate them. I was reading some stuff before the show. We live reasonably close to family on both our sides. Our house isn't huge by any means, but it's big enough for our family. However, no one else on my wife's side of the family lives in a house. Her siblings are all either rent homes with roommates or live in apartments. Her parents downsized into a smaller townhome about 5 years ago. As a result, anytime her family wants to get together for a holiday or special occasion, we are the ones who end up hosting. It's not even a discussion with her family anymore. Everyone just assumes that we're going to be the ones who host. Yeah.
That would drive me crazy.
You said a phrase. Open the door.
Yep. You hosted once.
There you go.
And you had the room for it, so that's the excuse every time. Well, I don't have any room over here.
Point proven.
Where else are we supposed to go?
You guys do it all the time.
Yeah.
That's how someone's house becomes the drinking house
in high school.
If you've
been doing it for 12 years, man.
Yeah. We at least rotate major holidays between my family and hers, but my siblings and parents can also host gatherings, so hosting duties are spread out amongst all of us. But every Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, etc. that we spend with her family, we host. And her family are not the best guests. They will bring food if we ask, but anytime there's cleanup or any other help, they're nowhere to be found.
Mm. Yeah, see, I don't like that either, because if I go to someone's house, I'm going to help clean up. I'm not going to, like...
Well, you offer.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and, like, eat your food and then not offer to help clean the table or, you know, rinse the dishes off in the sink, whatever the fuck the case is. Pick up after my kids.
You offer and hope they say no.
But, like, I would never just go and run amok in someone else's house, what family or not, and not, and then just leave. I would never do that. I would not, that's not the type of person I am. I would be so embarrassed.
Whenever I would be a guest at someone's house for food, I would always take my plate and bring it to the sink and leave it there.
Yeah.
Or, like, look and ask, like, so what do you mean to do with this, you know? And then I would hope they'd say, just leave it there, we'll take care of it, which is always the fucking number one option for me. But if someone ever came here, it's like, no, don't worry, we'll take care of it. You guys just go.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because we want you to fuck out of
here. Please don't. Please. I will do it. Don't. How weird is that? If people don't come here. But if they were, I'd be like, no. I will do it.
Yeah. You're our guest. You're our guest. So we'll clean up. But I'm telling you, if your kid comes over and does some shit, you're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
If it's something that's not that... If it's a mess of something we provided, like if we give you, like, chips.
We do a cookout or something like that. Like, we've done that.
Yeah, a cookout. There's a couple paper plates and you left at the table, that's fine. But don't, like, fucking piss on my floor and walk out the bathroom. You're mopping that shit up. Anyway, I've expressed my dislike of this arrangement to my wife numerous times. She's insisted that I will not say anything to her family about it and let her handle it. However, nothing has ever changed. We hosted Christmas for our family this year, and it sucked. People showed up late, forgot the food they were supposed to bring, and no one helped with the cleaning. People let their kids make messes and everything else, you can imagine.
I will say this. If it's, like, a lot of people at your house, I would kind of want help cleaning it up. If there's, like, a whole family... Like, we have small family. We don't really talk to anybody. So, for us, it would be just a small gathering. It would never be, like, 20 people in the house. Like, grandkids and, like, all that. It would never be get that way. But if there was, like, 20 people in my house eating dinner and stuff and plates everywhere, and I would actually want some fucking help. Like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can see that point. I wouldn't want people coming in and making a mess and leaving.
Well, after that, I told my wife I was done. I told her I don't want to host her family until someone else in her family steps up and hosts something, or we book some other venue and I'll chip in to pay for it. She promised to talk to her family about it and figure something out for next holiday. For Easter this year, we were supposed to just have it be our family, no extended. But a couple weeks ago, my wife met up with her mom and sister for lunch. That's when they were like, we got to get her.
Yeah.
It's about that time. Easter's in
they
a few weeks.
They ganged up on her and she probably couldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. She was outnumbered.
Exactly. This happened to you before.
Yeah.
She said her mom and sister agreed that they would do better and offer to prove it to us on Easter. My wife agreed. We got into a massive fight over it. I told her she's on her own with this one. I told her I'd be spending the entirety of Easter weekend with my family and I'll take any kids with me that want to come. But I'm not going to be helping with any of the hosting duties whatsoever. She thinks I'm overreacting and that I need to give her family this final chance because her mom and sister seem really sincere during their talk. I told her I don't care what they say, I'm not going to be involved at all because I won't be able to hold my tongue this time and I don't want it to come to that. She's not happy with me, but I don't care. To top it off, all three of her kids want to come spend the weekend with me instead of staying home. Am I an asshole?
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so, because I can see why he's frustrated. Like, he asked, they had talked about it, he had asked that it would be just them. And then she went and made plans with her family to come over after they had already discussed that it was supposed to be just them and the three kids. She ended up going and inviting the whole damn family over again. I would be so annoyed. I'd be like, then you deal with it. This is not what I wanted. We already discussed what we were doing. I wanted something nice and quiet and it's like just us.
Yeah.
I don't think he's an asshole. I don't, because I don't blame him. They had plans. He discussed it with her. She agreed. They had plans for the five of them, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She left the house and came back with new plans. No, you can't do that.
I wouldn't do this to you, even though I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed. The reason why I wouldn't do it to you, because, I mean, we would have our own conversation. I'd be mad and we'd argue about it for sure, but I'd be like, all right, listen, you're cleaning up everything. I'm not lifting a finger. If they say anything stupid, I'm going in the room and I'm just fucking staying in there. And the reason why is because I wouldn't want to have it be an awkward, oh, well where's Nerd? Oh, well, he's pissed off and left. But oh, and the kids went with him.
This might get them to realize why he's not there. Like, he's tired of... He doesn't want to be hosting it anymore. Like, and I can't blame him. 12 years of this crap.
Yeah.
For all these holidays. Like, that's a lot. Like, they need a fucking break. And I don't blame him where he wants it just the family. I love the fact that holidays are just us.
Yeah, me too.
I freaking love it. It's nice and quiet. We can do our own thing. We can walk around in our damn pajamas, watch what the fuck we want, eat what the hell we want, and, like, we don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to run around here cleaning and... No.
Yeah.
Like, it's just nice, and I don't blame him for wanting that. And it was a decision that was made, and she went and changed it.
Yeah, she did it without consulting.
So I don't blame him. Like, good for him. I don't think he's an asshole, because this would piss me off.
You see, I'm more of a, like, okay, this is the situation I'm in, and that's how I like to look at things. So I'd be mad at you for sure, but I judge him on the actions after. You know, like, this is how he should have handled it. You don't just run off and just fucking go get a hotel or whatever he's doing and take the kids with you. Because then it's a holiday that, you know, her family's going to be there. Like, where are the kids? I want to see them. And he took them. He looks like the bad guy no matter how you slice it.
He does look like the bad guy for taking the kids. There's the kids don't want to be there either.
I mean, now let's say they all reconcile and then the next year comes. This will always be, oh, remember last year you got pissed off at us? He should have sucked this one up and be like, listen, and just laid the law down to his wife. Like, listen, this is what's going to happen. You're going to do with your family, and I want you to go on your knees right now because you owe me, bitch. That's exactly how this would be. Don't spill a drop. Just look down. Don't spill a drop.
Oh, God, you're such an ass, man.
All right, I think he's an asshole, but you say no, so I guess you're right.
I don't know. I don't think that he is, because I would be so mad.
Yeah.
They had plans. She changed them. So how can he be the asshole if she changed it?
Just the way he acted afterwards, I guess.
I don't know. I think she's a freaking idiot. But I, at the same time, I'm like her, and if I get ganged up on, I can't say no. Like, mm-hmm. I am exactly like that, so I can't, I don't know.
This is a situation that could happen to us.
Oh, my God. Like, and I'm sitting there with, like, two people in front of me. I'm just like, well, I guess. What else am I supposed to say? I can't.
All it takes is one visit to your dad's house when there's a certain couple of people sitting there.
Yeah.
Hey, look who's here.
Yeah.
And then you get ganged up when you got nowhere to go and you're screwed.
Yeah.
Guess who's coming over? My mom's coming over. What?
Yeah.
And I'd be that guy. And I'd say, get on your knees, bitch. Don't spill a drop. All right, this person wants to know, am I the asshole for reacting badly to a friend gifting me a sex toy?
What the hell? That's not... Really? What kind of relationship do you have with your friend? That's an odd thing.
That's a weird one. Let's hear how this one goes. It was my birthday a couple weeks ago, and I had a few friends over at my place to celebrate. I didn't really expect gifts, but a couple people brought one, including one of my male friends. I didn't really want to open them right now and make a whole show out of it, but he insisted I open his. Imagine my surprise when I pulled out a comically large dildo out of the bag.
What a jackass.
Mmm. Very tasteless.
He made sure that they opened it in front of
her,
everybody.
Put her in a position where she's so uncomfortable. I was just stunned and I could almost feel myself blushing. He said something about how I could now manage my crazy libido, something along those lines, and just started laughing like crazy. There were a few other awkward laughs around the room. I felt so embarrassed, and the thing about my libido was just a cherry on top. My friends all know that my sexuality is a bit of a sore spot, mostly because I've been slut-shamed a lot since high school. So, I mean, she likes to fuck. No big deal. No big deal. She likes
but
to fuck.
But she's a she.
I know, but still.
She can't do that, because then she's a whore.
Oh, shit. There's no rule book on how to...
If she was a he, everybody'd be celebrating. Yeah!
You know what the workaround is? She could be a he, apparently, right? You could just fucking say, well, I'm a guy now. Oh, you're not a slut. Oh, I was just calling you a slut 5 seconds ago, but now you're my boy. Now you're my boy, dog. This world is so... Please, I hope this fucking eclipse kills us. I don't know how...
Stop reading these conspiracies, man.
I don't know how an eclipse can kill us, but I'm just hoping that's like the signal for the horns, the blare, the trumpets, and then me sitting up, yay! Oh, man. Him literally handing me a sex toy and saying it was to control my crazy urges felt so fucking hurtful. I started tearing up and somehow gathered the confidence to tell him to leave. He looked surprised and confused, but he saw I meant it and left. Obviously, the rest of the evening was pretty awkward after that. He texts me the next day.
That ruins the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole night is changed now. Like, who wants to see... Like, what do you do if you're at a gathering and someone opens that as a gift? Like, what the fuck is... What the hell is happening?
I don't know, man. This girl's not very quick on her toes because the one thing you don't do when someone tries to embarrass you is you never sell it. And that's for people that are, like, you know, into the whole that lifestyle. Selling it. Like, don't give it a reaction. Or turn it right back on them. If someone insults you, flip it right back on them. You open up a dildo, you're like, oh. And in your mind, you're like, oh, this sucks. But then you open it up, and you fucking look at it, you're like, man, you used this before you put it in this box, you nasty motherfucker. Take it back. I don't want it. And then everyone laughs at him. You redirect that energy back to him, and you make him look like an asshole.
I'm not quick like that.
I am.
I know.
I would have gotten that motherfucker. But like, yeah, this smells like you, motherfucker. At least give me one that's not used already.
You could come up with shit real quick. I would just be sitting there like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Oh, okay, thanks.
Exactly.
Completely embarrassed. Like, it would ruin my night completely. I wouldn't be able to do that.
But that's how you get it. I don't know, man. I don't know. But anyway, he argues that I ruined the vibe by reacting badly to a stupid joke and made him feel like an idiot when I asked him to leave. Now I'm wondering if I overreacted, if I read too far into the joke.
He purposely did it, though. That's a dick move. That's not... But he made her open it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Because he thought it was funny. It's not funny. That's not... Like, how is that funny?
I would never do this to somebody, but...
No, how embarrassing. And that was her birthday. Like, how embarrassing for her. Like, oh, no.
I think she overreacted. I mean, in my personal opinion, she overreacted. That I agree with, but I mean...
Because you could come up with something immediately, like, on the fly.
Yeah.
I
don't think she's an asshole for having feelings, you know? For having feelings and being and having them get hurt.
Yeah, no.
For something so stupid. I mean, I don't see how that's a big thing to, you know, be upset about. But not everyone has thick skin, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
What's your verdict on this one?
I don't think she's an asshole. She's got more guts than me because I probably wouldn't have kicked him out.
I would have sat there. I fucking sat there for the whole night just holding it.
A pathetic person, man.
Oh my god.
I would have just been holding it like, okay, and just moved on. Like, okay, whatever.
Alright, here we go. Am I the asshole for going to my partner's ex-wife's funeral?
My partner's ex-wife's funeral.
That would be like you coming to my ex-wife's funeral. I don't have an ex-wife out there. I'm just saying, like, that's just, I'm just trying to figure it out, like, how the relationship.
That's my dad going to my mom's funeral.
Yeah, and him bringing his new wife there.
That would piss me off.
There you go. This one will hit close to home for you.
That would piss me off. My dad can go. She can't. There's no good blood there. The two of them would go at it. Like, my stepmother is not allowed. No. And I, first of all, I will never go to my mother's funeral. But if I found out my stepmother did, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. That's not happening.
You're pissed.
Oh, God.
So this is a throwaway account because my boyfriend knows my main and I really don't want this conflict on my shoulders right now. So to start off, I'd like to be transparent that my boyfriend, we'll call him Liam, his ex-wife, we'll call her Lauren, and I were not fond of each other.
So then what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, there's no excuse to be there.
First sentence, I'm mad.
Yeah.
You didn't get along. Why are you there?
What if he asked her to come?
No. Why is he there?
What if he asked her to come?
What is happening? Maybe I don't like this.
Maybe they have kids together.
Well, she shouldn't be there. This is not a place for you. You don't get along. My mom and my stepmother do not get along at all. Have never. Ever. It's screaming matches go like it was nasty shit. Don't get along. If one of them shows up at the other one's funeral, oh my God, if my dad dies first.
Listen.
Let me freaking tell. It's gonna, like, hell is going to freeze over because the two of them will be in the same freaking room because my mom will make sure that she's there. Oh my God, it's not going
to
be good.
Well, listen, I don't have to worry about that problem because my body will not be in a funeral home or anywhere. It'll just be in the backyard by the creek.
You don't do it.
Just laid by the creek until I decompose and the birds eat me.
No. Your ex-girlfriend dies. I'm not showing up at her freaking funeral. No, you don't do that.
Well, there's no history there. They have history, which is why that shouldn't happen.
Ugh.
This is something she made an active effort to clear, and I did not, but is an easy assumption to make. We've never officially met after Liam and I started dating, but we were obviously aware of each other. They stayed friends after the divorce and had two kids together. So it was a good split.
Well, good. Good for him. He can go.
Yeah. Well, he kind of has to, because the kids are going to want him to be there. Right. You know, they're going to want him. A few years into our relationship, they had a falling out and stopped talking. All that being said, Lauren passed away recently. Liam is, of course, having a hard time with it. She was the mother of his two kids, after all, and now his kids are devastated. It's a lot of emotion to handle, and Liam and I are each other's main source of emotional support. All right, now you may have to want to change your mind on this one.
Nope.
When Liam told me about the wake, there was no question that he would be going to support his kids, and I asked him if he wanted me to go with him.
No.
Immediately, he said yes, and I thought nothing else of it.
Nope.
Of course, I'd be there for him and the kids if that's what he wanted. So the day comes, you are seething. No. I wish we were on video right now. No. You are seething, man.
First, why? He didn't even ask you to come. You invited yourself. Mm-hmm. Of course he's going to say yes. Because he's uncomfortable, and he's going to be around her freaking family. Of course he's going to want backup with him.
Of course he's bringing that bitch. Of course, the family's staying too.
No, because this is her family grieving her. And now you're bringing your ass here. You think any of them want to see you? Like, this is weird.
Why'd they get divorced is what I want to know. Because that would be a huge benefit or detriment to this person's story.
No, there's no excuse. No, she shouldn't be there.
Well, it depends. It does. If it was because of an affair, then no, she shouldn't be there. But if they had a divorce and he met her like a year later and they dated, okay.
No, she didn't even know her. No, she didn't know. She should not be there.
Oof. I don't think I'm going to win this one, people.
When I die, there better be no... I will be rolling in my grave if an ex showed up at my funeral. Absolutely not. Yeah. Or an ex's freaking person.
Yeah, that's
shows kinda... that... No.
Well,
get the hell out of here.
At least I know not to bring my future bitches to
the
funeral.
Mm-mm.
And you better not bring anybody by the creek where my body's going to be laying.
By the creek.
Some wolves are gnawing on it.
That's not your place. I don't give a crap. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So the day comes. Everything was fine throughout the greetings and the speeches. But shortly after the general mingling started, we hit a snag. I was standing off to the side of the room with my son. Liam was migrating from his kids to old in-laws and back to me for short breaks. No, you need to have her with you at all times, because you can't leave her alone. Who's she going to talk to?
Well, apparently she's got a son.
When a woman I didn't know came up and asked me, "You're Liam's new wife, right?" Girlfriend, but yes. It's really inappropriate for you to be here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was really taken aback after she said that. I didn't even meet him until almost 10 years after their divorce.
So, you definitely shouldn't have been... Like, what reason is it for her to be there?
And she was not the cause of the situation between them that led to them, to their split. Like, they stopped talking, because they stopped talking. They lost contact for a while. I don't know.
She's not winning. Like,
she's not losing me here. She's not losing me. I think she's very supportive. I mean,
she's not winning me over.
She has to know. I love two things about her. She's very supportive.
She's got some guts.
I like the fact that she proactively asks, "Hey, do you need anything? Do you want me there with you?" That would just mean the world to hear that, you know, in that time. To hear that from someone you care about, like, "Hey, how can I be there for you?" That is great. I love that about her. And I like the fact that she's going into what she had to have known would be a freaking situation of a hostile environment. And she's like, "Fuck, I'm going to be there for my man." I like this woman.
Oh, she stepped on the battlefield, man.
And she was like, "Fuck, I'm going to step on a grenade for this man." And I love her for it. All I could think to say was, "Wakes her for the living." Lauren was the mother of Liam's kids. He loved her enough to marry her and start a family with her. I'm sure some of those feelings never go away. And he's here to support his children. I'm here to support him. Fucking nailed it. She gave me and my son this horrifically nasty look and said, "You shouldn't be. Neither of you should be. She wouldn't want you here."
Exactly. She wouldn't.
This was a tense-in-the-moment exchange, and my knee-jerk response bounced from my knee to my mouth before I could think, and I just said, "Well, sorry you feel that way. Excuse me," and I walked away towards Liam. We got a few more nasty side glances during the time there, but the rest was uneventful, if also very uncomfortable. After we got home, I relaxed enough to think it through, and I really don't know if I should feel like the asshole for going. Liam had a really tough time, and I know me being there helped him get through it. If anyone said anything to him, he hasn't told me. I get that woman's perspective, though. She's right in that Lauren probably wouldn't have wanted me there, but am I the asshole for supporting my husband?
Because he was being a baby. He can come home and get support from you after it's over with. Suck it up, dude, and just bring your kids to the fucking funeral and then leave. Or the wake, whatever the fuck it was, and then come home and get your support then.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reason for her to fucking be there. Seriously, my ghost would be haunting that freaking wake.
It would be haunting. Is that bad, really? I don't know.
I don't want any of that crap going down when I'm dead. Absolutely not.
Well, the situation being what it was.
That is weird. I don't
not
like
an
it. No.
Not an
complete asshole.
Asshole.
I don't like this woman.
I just don't see it here. I mean, she was there to support him, and you gotta
yeah, support him. Support him at home. Why are you there? She would have never wanted you there. The kids probably freaking thought it was weird. And
maybe
then her whole family doesn't want you there.
Maybe she wouldn't want him there either, though. Because they didn't talk. They had that falling out.
Well, that's true, too. But he has to bring the kids. Like, I mean, the kids aren't old enough to drive.
Yeah. Maybe the family members want to pick them up. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. But no, she had no spot. No.
But that woman didn't have a place to go confront her either. It's a fuck. Just fucking shut up. Can you, like, not do this shit? At a freaking funeral. Can you not do this at a funeral? Can you shut the fuck up and keep your... I would do and talk shit about the person to someone else there.
That is going to be talked about...
Of course.
At family gatherings for, like, ever.
Can you believe he brought her?
Yes. Oh, my God.
And Cindy in a casket still looks better than that bitch. I'm telling you, man. Women are so catty. But at least this one... She probably had a few fucking margaritas...
No.
I picture Blair from Gossip Girl like walking up to her and being like, "You need to leave. You've been banished."
Exactly. What are you doing here? You can't be here.
Oh, my fucking Lord. You know what? This whole thing is just a fucking train wreck. It is from the start. I don't think she's the asshole.
No. She's an asshole. I'm telling you right now, because I wouldn't want this shit going down at my funeral. I wouldn't want this shit going down at my family's funeral, because I'm telling you right now, if my dad is the one that to go before my mom, oh God, I'm telling you, fireworks are going
to
happen.
If you go, we have to have a conversation off camera, because your family's very crazy. And when you pass away, I'm going to have to take care of all this shit.
I know.
You got to give me a list of who you don't want there. You're going to record it, because if any of them try to fight me in court, be like, oh, we got to be there.
Just I'm
like,
listen, playing.
This is what she did, all right? She wanted me to play this video for you motherfuckers. She's going to call me some horrible things that are on the 7-minute mark. We're going to skip that part.
Everybody, and just sit there.
One last middle finger to me.
Laugh.
One last middle finger to me. I got to fucking entertain your mom and shit. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Well, at least they're going to be coming early for money. They know you ain't got shit. I ain't got shit either. But I guess that could lead us into our next one here. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give you a choice here.
It should be the last one, yeah.
I'm going to give you a choice here. This is your favorite asshole topic of the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know why.
Oh, you do?
It's because you get fucking choice in this one.
Okay.
You're just a really picky bitch. So there's three left over, and of
why
course...
Why is there always three? Why not just two?
Well, because sometimes I get a little excited in the emails.
You overachieve.
I am an overachiever. I really am. I'm slacking off right now on my other duties, but I'm doing this.
I know. For those of you that don't know, he's working right now.
I'm actually getting paid right now.
He's working
one
right now.
1 o'clock, literally. I fucking love life right now. It's pretty good, man. So let me give you a couple topics of truth from here.
He keeps checking his computer shit.
I'm checking. I got my phone. I got all sorts of shit going, man. So whichever one you don't pick, we'll do the other on Monday, all right?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for refusing to share my huge inheritance with my step-siblings? Am I the asshole for thinking my housemates would look after my dog when I went on vacation?
Oh, God.
Or am I the asshole for taking back my request for my mom to walk me down the aisle?
Ooh, do that one.
You just want
give me all the family crap,
man. You're just in a pissy mood now after that fucking family thing I'm telling you. Thank you, sir. They said, good for you. Thank you, sir. Am I the asshole for taking back my request for my mom to walk me down the aisle? So my fiance and I thought it would be sweet if we were both walked down the aisle by our parents at our wedding. For her, that's both her mom's, and for me, that's my mom. I lost my dad 11 years ago when I was 14. My mom was thrilled when I asked her and told me she was so excited to walk her baby boy down the aisle. The problem came in when she told her husband that I wanted them to walk me down the aisle. Not just her, like I explicitly stated, but her and her husband, who has never been my parental figure and only came into my life as an adult.
Oh.
He was excited about the prospect as well, and he called me up and told me he was glad I was finally letting him slip and step into the role of father figure because he always wanted kids and he was proud to have a son.
All right.
He fucking laid that on you. You gotta.
This is the mother's fault. Like, why would she do that?
But, I mean, he said that. You would think that would, like, open up your heart a little bit to this guy. Like, man, this means a lot to him. So he cares about me.
Yeah.
You could build off of that. Like, maybe that was a good accident, you know?
Yeah, but why would the mom do that? Like, she overstepped.
Yeah.
She should have asked him first. Does that mean you want me or me and so-and-so?
Some people don't think, though.
God.
It's just the way that some people are more reactionary. They don't know what to do in situations like that. Just like with you were saying how, like, if you're confronted or attacked, you immediately give in. Like, if your mom and sister both ask you something at the same time, you're like, yes.
Yep.
Just give in. I had no idea where this came out of, so I asked what he meant, and he said the fact that I wanted my mom and him to walk me down the aisle meant I was embracing him as a parent, too. I told him I had not asked both of them. I had just asked my mom. He acted like I never spoke. So I called my mom and asked where he got the idea. I had asked him. He told me she hadn't seen it as a big deal because they're married and he's a good man, and surely I want him to be grandpa to my future kids. So including him in this shouldn't be such a big deal.
Dude, she way overstepped.
She did.
That's not your... It's no, that's... You can't do that.
He's also being a fucking brat. Sounds like a bridezilla. He really does. He sounds like one of those fucking chicks who, like, wants everything to be perfect. And if anything's out of place, their whole fucking lives are ruined, you know? That's what he sounds like to me.
Yeah, but if he's not close with this guy, why would you want him walking you down the aisle?
Yeah, I understand that. But obviously this guy feels something for him because he was all proud and
happy
and shit.
That's nice. But, like, if I don't know. This mom is an idiot.
If it's someone else's fault that you have to deal with an uncomfortable situation, it's not your, problem to fix. You tell your mom, like, oh, well, I don't want to have to break the news to him, but he ain't walking me down the aisle, so you
told
him.
Yeah, this is up to you. You told him, now you fix it. Yeah.
Because I can't talk to him like you can. You can break news to him. You know him better than I do.
Invited him. I had nothing to do with that, so you got to fix this shit.
Just like the Easter story. I guess if people who've been listening to the show for so long don't know me by now, this is the kind of guy I am. I mean, if you do something that's going to piss me off, I mean, I'm not going to dwell on it forever. You're in the situation. You got to figure out the best way to deal with this shit. Like with the Easter thing, all right, well, I'll stay here in the house. I'm not going to leave, but you deal with that. With this situation, I mean, I would kind of just be like, all right, well, you fix it, you know? Mm-hmm. Or you take that moment and try to build on it. Obviously, your mom's married to this guy. He's going to be a part of your life. If you want that family structure, you're going to have to accept the guy sooner or later. Why not use this as an opportunity?
Yes, you're getting married. You're going to have kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to know why he isn't.
Where's his real dad? Is his dad dead? I mean,
I think you said he's dead.
Oh, all right. Oh, I don't remember. You know.
Yeah.
Edibles kicking in and whatnot.
Yeah, I believe you said he's dead.
Well, then why not let this guy fucking do it?
I don't know, man.
Why? I don't see a big problem with this. I told her it is a big deal because he's not my parent. If anyone was going to be walking with us, it would be Dad. But he's not here. And because he's not here, I don't want anyone else.
Yeah, that's his dad. See, that's his dad's spot.
I understand.
But maybe he's in there, his head, he's thinking his mom is on one shoulder and his dad, like, spirit, is walking on the other side of him.
I get it.
Like, you know, like, he doesn't want someone filling that role.
I get it, but I mean, you're causing a problem for your mom now.
No, the mom caused the problem for the mom.
I get it, but it happened and now you deal with it. You tell her to either fix the problem by getting rid of this guy, tell me, or you fucking just sit and think about it and be like, listen, man, you know, like maybe I can stop being a pussy about this and just fucking just let the guy. I don't see a problem with it. I really don't.
Yeah, no.
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, now, you know what? A good example would have been, my mom was dating someone after my dad, and my dad passed away, and he was still alive, and she was still seeing him. If you and I walked down the aisle, would I have wanted him to walk me down the aisle? No. But if my mom invited him to, I wouldn't have said no. I would have been like, fine.
But it's your wedding. You don't want him to.
I'd have been like, fine. Actually, I would have my grandfather, but, I mean, if that option was off the table, I probably would have been like, fine, fuck it. Because he makes you happy. You guys have been together for a long time.
He can come to the wedding. Yeah. I don't want him walking me down the aisle.
No, I'm talking about like me, because this is the dude.
Yeah. So. No, I don't like it.
I don't know. I told her she needed to clear. But then some people are just really bitchy about this stuff. You know, like some people are just like go with the flow. Like I'm more of a go with the flow guy. Unless it's like, you know, going to hurt me personally. I don't really give a fuck.
I know, but it's a wedding.
Roll with the punches.
And you're supposed to only do it once.
Yeah, I guess. I don't get worked up about that stuff. It's just you fucking deal with it, man. People spend their entire lives and waste too much time just over such meaningless shit, you know? That's what we spend so much of our time just wasted on dumb shit. Anyway, she said she would not crush him and I could man up and allow him the joy of experiencing this with us. I told her I was not going to walk with the two of them. She told me it was too late to back out now, and what harm would it do? She told me it would crush him to have it taken back. I told her he blatantly ignored me when I already told him, and she defended it, saying he was excited and wanted me to be included. I told her I wouldn't walk with her if she didn't fix this, and she told me I had to walk with her.
Yeah, no. See, I am not... I am completely on this dude's side. This
bitch.
Mom is pissing me off.
She's pissing me off, too, but I really don't like him.
She invited... She made the situation so awkward.
Yeah. What's up, ADMF?
And then he tried to fix it, couldn't fix it, because the dude ignored him. And now the mom's refusing to fix it.
Yeah.
This is my wedding, bitch. Like, seriously. I am on this guy's side.
I don't know.
Then you know what? Because who walks a man down the aisle anyways? Nobody.
Well, this is
so
one
you
of those
know what?
New age
I don't
men.
Need you.
This is quote-unquote men. Those new age men.
But
this
he
is,
doesn't need his mom.
Yeah.
Screw it. He'll just be right there at the altar, like every other freaking man.
Exactly. I don't get this guy's not.
So screw it.
Yeah.
Your mom, you can sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
You screwed everything up, and now you can sit down.
Yeah, this is the weird one.
Telling me I don't have a choice. Get the hell out of here. It's my wedding.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Why the fuck does he need anyone walking down the aisle? You just brought up a great point. I never wanted to get married, so I never thought about that shit. But yeah, the groom's supposed to just be standing there. Whenever you see it on TV, the guy's just kind of standing there, right? And the girl gets walked in by her mom and dad. Yeah. What the fuck is this? This guy's a bitch. You know what? He's probably one of those fucking rainbow men. That's probably what he is.
Oh, God.
The rainbow men. You know what I'm talking about. I already asked and she had already accepted. Which is when I told her if that was her stance, Then I was taken back the offer for her, and she could figure out what to tell the mom. Well, tell the man she married. All hell broke loose when I told my mom this, and she told me I was behaving like a child, and excluding a good man for no good reasons, while well, punishing her for trying to be good. Am I the asshole?
Nope. It's your wedding, you should have it the way you want. If you didn't want this guy to walk you down the aisle, I understand. Like, he's all excited. This guy is all excited and stuff, and I get that. And now his feelings are going to be hurt. But it's not the groom's fault. This is his mother's fault. His mother did this whole situation.
Yeah.
So this guy, poor guy, who got so excited is going to get his feelings hurt because the mother overstepped.
Yeah.
And changed the rules. You can't do that. So no, this dude is not an asshole. You should have the wedding that you want, period. And people shouldn't just do what they want. Like, no.
Brian goes, he was getting in touch with his feminine side. Yeah, you know what? Seems to be a freaking... That's the real pandemic. What the fuck happened to men? And this guy right here is a prime example. Seriously, man. It seems like we're fucking really lacking nowadays, but...
40s and above at this point.
Pretty much. That's exactly... You just nailed it, man. I mean, there's a couple good ones out there still, but it's
sprinkled in.
Sprinkled in, yeah.
You gotta, like, really look.
I mean...
You gotta really look for them.
There are a lot of fucking false heroes out there, too, man. Like, I don't know if you don't follow this shit, but there was something going on... The Daily Wire, they fired that Candace Owens chick because she said something about Israel.
She's always saying stuff, though.
But I fucking love her, man. She's probably... It's really close. Of political people I listen to, I don't listen to anybody anymore. I really don't. But if I see her pop up on a clip, I always click on it because Candace Owens is great. She tells it like it is. You can tell she means what she says. She gets very passionate. She ain't afraid to call people out on her shit. They fired her, and this is like the free speech team. The Daily Wire was always about free speech, right? And they fucking got rid of her for free speech, ironically. So it's like these people are exposing themselves, you know? And Elon Musk, when he bought Twitter, they were saying it was going to be this different thing, and now he's being a little bit fucking weird, iffy about shit, and people are still complaining about being shadow banned and whatnot. And that Steven Crowder guy, he apparently turned out to be a fucking scumbag. He's supposed to be the super Christian, and he fucking got caught on video calling his wife all sorts of horrible things when she was pregnant with his kid, and it's... Really crazy stuff out there, man. People aren't exactly who you fucking think they are, I guess, man. That's why one of these days, when that eclipse comes and hits the sky,
you're gonna
see people's true selves.
Calm down.
And then the trumpets are gonna blare.
I'm telling you, who is seeing people for their true selves is that dude is seeing demons everywhere.
Yeah. That's crazy shit.
I don't think that's a disease. I think this person is actually seeing what the hell's going on, and we can't see it.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Something is going on out there, and I don't know. What do you have planned for the weekend?
Well, I have this week's Big Brother Canada episodes to catch up on. I'm saving them. Like, I wait, so I have, like, 3 or 4 in a row to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that. I do plan on watching more of the Gentlemen TV show on Netflix. I have not watched the movie, but apparently it's the same universe. So I don't know. If I like the show, maybe I'll watch the movie. That's on Netflix. What the hell else am I going to do this weekend? I don't fucking know. Dude, I sit here. I sit here and stare at my ugly-ass walls until they get painted. Mm. Then I'm going to be like, oh, it looks so nice in
here. A couple of weeks away, man. I cannot wait.
I am not doing anything. The weather's turning nice. I'm waiting for the snake to make an appearance now that we have all the tools we need.
Oh, it ain't going to make an appearance now because we can kill a bug fucker and get rid of it.
Yeah. That's why. It's laying eggs is what it's doing. Yeah. It's sitting there and it's keeping the eggs warm. And then
well, that's our luck.
Reappears, it's going to have like little babies like slithering after it. I'm going to freak the fuck out is what is going to happen.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to grab it with the tool and all of a sudden I'm going to hear and a bunch of rattling from different areas, and they're all going to come out.
It has lived here for how long? A month and a half? We've literally talked about it on this podcast every freaking time.
Yeah.
About a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it in over a week. The lawn guy saw it on Thursday, but as soon as the lawnmower or whatever moved past the stoop, it went right back under.
Yeah.
So it's not like it went away. It went right back to where it's living. So I'm telling you, man.
Please
not a good sign if it's not coming out because every day it was sunbathing. Every day
well,
it would
we
come
have
out.
Some nasty weather, and today was the first nice day. It better show up tomorrow. That's what I'm waiting for. But
so, oh God, send help, man. Send some snake catchers.
Me, I'm going to be watching The Truth versus Alex Jones. I just saw that pop up here. It's something that popped up on the Max channel. It's about how the parents of Sandy Hook kids went after Alex Jones in court.
Who's Alex Jones?
He's a here's a conspiracy guy. You know, the guy's like, oh, the frogs have turned out. He's a fucking crazy guy, Alex Jones. He's actually not crazy. Everything he says pretty much comes true, man. They got on about the frogs, but he went on and he's like, they're trying to turn the frogs gay, and it turned out they were fucking doing it. They're experimenting on fucking frogs and shit, and they were trying to turn them gay. Weird shit, man.
And now kids are all gay now.
You know what? It's stuff like this doesn't happen on accident. That it's not a coincidence.
Because I hear things. Like, we have kids in school, for God's sakes. I hear things. So, you know.
It's not a coincidence, man. There's some things that are going on in this world that it's like, all right, you look at the trends of certain things, like the transgender agenda. There weren't this many of these motherfuckers 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. There weren't.
No,
all of a sudden now. Well, wouldn't you fucking know? All these fucking people just had no idea. All of a sudden now there's 50 fucking genders one morning. What the fuck?
No, they would say, we felt like we couldn't say anything.
Get the fuck out of here.
We feel safe now.
No, you saw an opportunity to get some attention, and you want it because that is a drug that's unquenchable. No matter how much attention you get, you want more. Eventually, a crackhead is going to say, man, I had too much crack. I'm going to pass out and take some more tomorrow. These motherfuckers want attention day and night. They'll never fucking stop. They're insatiable bastards.
Okay, so this is a documentary?
Yeah, you're like, he's getting pissed. We can do another fucking 2 hours
of
this
shit. Because I really don't want to do a 2-hour podcast. Maybe I'll look into that. That's on Max.
If you have gay frogs, that gives a new meaning to leapfrog. I like it. I dig it. All right. Go ahead and tell me where you can find us.
Where can you find us? Voice of Misery on all platforms.
Got it.
Voice of Misery podcast, I think, at gmail.com.
We're still there, people. Thank you for coming out for the live show. Next week, though, we are going to be a little bit later. So it'll be 8 o'clock Eastern time.
We need to figure out what your days off are going to be so we can
We'll figure it out. But we are going to be here and we'll do a live show. It might be a different day of the week, but we'll definitely figure it out. Stay tuned to Twitter, X, whatever the fuck they want to call it, and we'll post some stuff there. And also, the Monday show will also give some updates when we find things out. Guys, have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon.